Welcome to the Light Post Podcast, where we use God's Word to bring light to matters that affect believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Minister Joseph Parker, and today I hope to encourage those who are working out their salvation. Anyone that chooses to follow Christ is called to a new way of living. It is a life of faith. It goes contrary to the way of the world, which is focused on what can be seen and quantified. Even though believers have another way to live, it can be difficult because we live in the world. Today, we focus on effectively practicing living faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." Another way to put it is trusting God for something that is yet to visibly manifest. Faith is a requirement for salvation. A person must believe the Son of God died on the cross to save them from the destruction of sin. Yet faith is not in just believing, but doing as well. Listen to what it says in James chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 26. "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, 'Goodbye, and have a good day, stay warm and eat well,' but then you don't give that person any food or clothing? What good does that do?" So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor, Abraham, was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened, just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without the spirit, so also faith is dead without good works. From this scripture, we understand living faith. A follower of Christ lives in faith by believing in the Lord and obeying Him as well. It is imperative that we who have been saved always activate living faith. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "The just shall live by faith." How can a believer learn to live in faith? We have God's word to ignite faith like the spark that starts the flame. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ." If you want to fire up your faith and keep it lit, God's word is the kindling. After hearing the word, do what it says as well. In James chapter 1, verse 22 to verse 25, it says, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it." This tells us that faith begins with hearing the word and completed by putting it into practice. There are great examples in God's word of people who had living faith. Let us go over a few of those individuals. We learn about Noah in Genesis chapter 6. Impending judgment was coming upon the world, but Noah was saved because he lived in faith. He obeyed God's command to build an ark and saved his household, and therefore preserved humanity and many creatures. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. Noah not only believed on God's words, he acted on that belief and therefore expressed living faith. There was Abraham, who left the familiar in obedience to God, trusting him for a great inheritance. He only had God's words to go by, and he simply did what he was told. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to verse 12, it was by faith that Abraham believed. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. Abraham is one of our greatest examples of someone who had living faith. He trusted God in spite of how things looked. He did not demand assurances, but he trusted God and continually obeyed. One of the greatest examples of Abraham's living faith was him trusting God when he was tested. Abraham was prepared to give up the son promised to him, Isaac, knowing God would still do what he said. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to verse 19 says, it was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. You cannot talk about great heroes of the faith and leave out Moses. Moses was far away from his oppressed people when he had a powerful encounter with Almighty God. He was directed by the Most High to go back to Egypt and liberate his people from oppressive bondage. Moses stepped before the leader of one of the mightiest nations of its time, trusting God to be with him. Despite having no force of his own, Moses trusted God to manifest the power of his might to set the people free. Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 to verse 29. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. Living faith is active, and these people in the Bible express that. There are others. Consider Joshua in the Battle of Jericho. He led the children of Israel into the Promised Land, and they marched on the great walled city of Jericho. They faithfully followed God's command, and God gave them a great victory over the city. We could consider the three Hebrews who would not bow to the power of a corrupt man, but remain faithful to the one above all. In all those cases, we learn God works mightily through those with living faith. This should encourage us as modern-day believers to have living faith. For us to effectively practice living faith, we must also understand what can kill it. The answer to that is fear, which leads to doubt and ultimately disobedience. One of the greatest examples of this was the children of Israel, who did not enter the promised land. You can read the story in detail in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. To give a short synopsis, 12 spies were sent to survey the promised land. 10 of the 12 spies returned and gave a fearful, evil report that caused many of the children of Israel to doubt God. Instead of trusting God and obeying Him, they yielded to fear and refused to enter the promised land. This rebellious decision brought on a death sentence. Those 10 spies ended up dead soon after, and the people 20 years and up died in the wilderness. It is imperative followers of Christ heed this story and learn an important lesson. Believers must not live in fear and invite death, but live in faith and experience God's best in life. Let us who have been saved heed this warning, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 15. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Remember what it says, today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts, as Israel did when they rebelled. What can followers of Christ do to practice living faith? How can we ensure our faith remains active so we experience God's best? The process is revealed to us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 11. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The key to practicing living faith is your continued development. We develop by being morally excellent. Moral excellence is seeking to do what is right according to the Word of God. That is followed up with knowledge, which is knowing the Word of God. Following that is self-control, which is regulating your own will according to the Word of God. Then there is patient endurance, which is the exercise of patience. Built upon patience is obedience to God. Built upon obedience to God is brotherly affection, which is kindness. Finally, there is love, which is seeking the benefit of others. Fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in Christ at a Bible-believing church aids your development. As you develop, your faith in Christ will not just be what you believe, but what you also live. Do not let anything suppress your faith. Let it thrive like it did in the many faithful people in the Bible. Remember, faith is not hidden. It will be evident. Believe in God and obey Him according to His Word. Do this at church on Sunday as well as the entirety of the week. As you do this, you will be practicing living faith. Heavenly Father, we magnify and praise your name. Lord, you are good, your mercy everlasting, your truth endures into all generations. Great are you, Lord, and worthy to be praised. We come boldly for your throne of grace, want to magnify you, Almighty God, magnifying you, who alone is the El Shaddai, Almighty God, able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. Forgive us, Father, for the ways we displeased you. Forgive us, Father, for the ways we fall short of your righteous standard. Create in us a pure heart and renew in us a right spirit. Help us, Father, to overcome wrongdoing that has had authority in our life. Help us, Father, overcome ungodly habits that have displeased you, Father, that cause us to go contrary to your word. Create in us a pure heart and renew in us a right spirit. Thank you, Father, for blessing us and keeping us, Lord God. Thank you that we have everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of your Son. Thank you that our cup runs over with all manner of provision, food to eat, clothes to wear, the love of family. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the helper you sent to guide us to all truth. And above all, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross to pay for our sins. Thank you, Father, that by virtue of his finished work, we have the right to be called children of God. And as your children, Father, we're called to daily live in faith. Help us, Father, understand this, that the just shall live by faith. And we have been made just, Father, because Christ's righteousness is upon us. Father, may we not fall back in our faith. May we not let our faith waver, Lord God, so we don't falter. Lord, help us, Father, to think back at how you worked mightily through those in the past. And let that be our example to encourage us. May we keep our faith kindled, Father, with your word, keeping it fired up. And may we not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word, knowing those words are words of life that apply to our life in this age we now live in. Guard us, Father God, against the snares of the enemy. May we not falter in fear, Lord God. May we not be like those children of Israel that didn't get to receive your best in the promised land because they gave in to fear. They yielded to fear and chose to be disobedient. May we not yield to anything, Father, and be disobedient to your way. May we grow strong in you so that we can fulfill the purpose you have for our life and receive the best that you have for us. I pray for those that are listening in, Father, guide them and strengthen them. Those that are challenging their faith, Lord God, I just pray that they will seek to be engaged in ministry, Father God, seeking to be engaged in your word, worshiping, praising, trusting you, Lord, no matter what, no matter how hard it gets. Because at times, Father, it can be difficult to practice living faith. But Lord, if we hold fast and endure like those in the past that endured, like Abraham, like Noah, like Moses, like the three Hebrew boys, we will see the reward, Lord God. We will see the reward of those that remain faithful. Bless us indeed, enlarge your territory. May your hand be upon us. Keep us from evil so not cause us pain. May our strength equal our days, and may our days be long and prosperous. Now let the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Light Post Podcast, a ministry of the Guiding Light Church. For other messages and resources, connect with us online at guidinglight.org, Guiding Light Church on Facebook, or Guiding Light Church TV on YouTube. May your strength equal your days, and may your days be long and prosperous.